Ryan stopped and turned. He could see the man sitting on the floor with his back to the wall, no longer screaming. He wasn't far. Ryan went back for him. When he jerked the man to his feet, a mass of slippery gray coils dropped out from under his robe and flopped around his ankles.
Oh, fuck.
Ryan saw the blood on the front of the robe and the gaping half-moon slice from hip point to hip point. He let go of the warm but dead hand.
Back! We gotta go back to the intake. It's the only place we can defend.
The perpendicular hallway was just around the bend. As they piled into it, they heard the sounds behind them. Very fast, very close. Ryan and JB pushed Jubilee, Wicklaw, and the other man ahead of them through the narrow passage, then through the fissure and into the water channel. They all backed up against the grate. Ryan and JB stood shoulder to shoulder, facing the split in the wall. Ryan held the Galil braced against his hip. JB had both pistols raised in his hands. Torches were unnecessary. Even though the bodies blocked some of the light coming through the grate, they could still clearly see the fissure 25 feet away.
At least we know where it's coming from.
Are you ready for this?
Ready as I'm ever gonna be.
You can't kill them. No one can.
What the hell's that?
Something scraped in the narrow corridor. Scraped the floor, the walls, even the ceiling. Something sharp, something heavy. Then it too stopped. The silence stretched on and on. Ryan could feel the tension building in his arms and neck until it became a burning pain. He tried not to blink as sweat ran down either side of his spine. It came in a single bound, crossing 20 feet in an instant. It was big, all right, as big as a man, and no part of it was human.